Each one carries a wee booklet with the real story of Easter, or the story of Easter, and you can actually get them in the shops, but we can order them as well. One of them comes with a very nice wee wooden holding cross as well, but the order form will be available for next Sunday. So that's in there. Is that us? The last one is that after Wednesday, I'll be off for a week. So Brian Murray will be conducting worship here, and cover provided by Scott Cameron, and also a wee bit of Brian as well. So as we come to worship, let's sing our introit. As we are gathered, Jesus is here. And a call to worship comes from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. A place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose way of life is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Amen. And as we praise him, we sing together again that blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Let's worship.
Thank you.
Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Eternal and ever blessed God, we give you thanks that you have gathered us within this place today, that we can lift our voice prayers to you together and hear your word and respond to your gospel. So travel with us, be with us, that our minds might be enlightened by your truth, that our hearts may be warmed with your love, that our lives may be empowered by your grace, so that we may go from this place to love you and to love our neighbor more. And Father, as we approach you, we ask you to forgive us for the broken promises when we did not count the cost and it was harder to keep them than we thought. Forgive us for the promises that we have made and then forgotten about. Forgive us for these things we have left half done because of the lack of perseverance. Father, forgive us for the things we've not even attempted, for the things we were afraid to do, for the things we were too lazy to try, for the things we put off from day to day until we never do them. Living God, perhaps we should have done so much more with the talents you have given to us. Perhaps we should have worked harder to turn dreams into reality. And so we turn to you. I ask you would help us to use the time that remains to us well, so that we may be able to say at the end, I have finished the work that you have given me. Loving God, grant to us strength to bear our burdens and not to faint or fall, strengthen to conquer our temptations and do what is right, strength to walk with you each day throughout our lives, until we reach our journey's end. And hear us as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This is the law of the Nazarite who vows offerings to the Lord in accordance with their dedication, in addition to whatever else they can afford. They must fulfill the vows they have made according to the law of the Nazarite. The priestly blessing. The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them.
Amen. That scripture then from Numbers 6, verses that we've heard a lot and put in there as the priestly blessing, but as we're going to hear later on, it's more than just that. And sometimes we fall into that process of we only sing these words from Numbers 6 around a baptism. But actually, they're much, much more than that. One commentary I read, they've likened this priestly blessing, Numbers 6:23, as the Old Testament Lord's Prayer. It's the prayer that the Lord has put in to his people. So we're going to sing it now, and we'll maybe sing it twice through. And actually, when we sing it, let's just have a wee look around and share that with each other. So let's worship. Lord, we pray that you would be gracious unto us and that you would give us peace. Gracious Father, your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came from heaven to be true bread which gives life to the world. Evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. God, forgive my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share his love as he told me to. Freely, freely you have received. Freely, freely give. Let's worship.